the small harp I took with me, and I took it outside and put it on the beach at Data Station, and that's the sound of the wind going through the strings. So it's the continent playing the instrument.
Harpist Alice Giles from the Australian National University travelled to Antarctica earlier this year to explore the soundscape from a musical performance perspective.
So you're hearing the swaying of the flashing light on the tide, and then you're hearing also an elephant seal going into the water.
But this scene of tranquility could be the centre of a resource grab by countries like China, Russia and the US, who have been expressing greater interest in the potential mineral resources in the region. Rory Metcalf is the director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute.
We've had, for example, China and Russia pretty openly stating in some documents that they consider mineral resources of Antarctica worth exploring. We've had a Russian ship doing illegal surveying in breach of the protocol. We've even had the United States, for example, as one of the countries that insisted in 1991 that the protocol be up for review in 2048, precisely because of the resource issue. So with all these factors taken together, we think there is a real possibility that the situation will change. And the report is really saying that Australia needs to be preparing for that possibility. And even if these changes don't take place, Australia, with its claim on, 42% of the continent, is at risk of losing its credibility as a serious player.
Metcalf says there are a number of weak points with the federal government's current national security approach to Antarctica.
What's happening in reality is that there's plenty of activity from countries that, even a lot of the scientific activity, that is kind of a proxy for political activity down there. And that's why we certainly don't advocate an armed military presence in Antarctica. That would be absolutely in breach of the treaty. But there's no reason why Australia can't do what several other countries do, and that is integrate unarmed military personnel in scientific roles down there.
But Neil Hamilton, Associate Professor of Politics and International Relations at the Australian National University, argues there is little likelihood of mineral exploration happening under the current treaty provisions, even when the relevant instrument, the Madrid Protocol, comes up for review in 2048.
There has to be, a 75% majority of all of the consultative parties to rescind the Madrid Protocol, which at the moment at least seems highly unlikely. So I see it as an outside chance rather than a shoe-in.
Tony Press is the director of the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems Cooperative Research Centre based at the University of Tasmania. He says there are also a number of other challenges to overcome before any resource grab occurs in Antarctica.
Things like coal and gold, access to those is nigh impossible. It's very difficult physically and will remain so for decades and decades and decades to come. The offshore resources, things like oil and gas, would be more accessible, but there are many physical barriers and economic barriers to exploiting any of those resources. And there isn't a clear picture at all of where they might be.
The Lowy Institute's Rory Metcalf says while the resource grab scenario might be a long way off, it's a question that needs more consideration.
There's no immediate danger, and this paper by our National Security Fellow, Ellie Fogarty, wasn't written in a spirit of immediate anxiety or urgency. It's a very long-term issue, and that's the whole problem with a lot of Australian policy. Australian government's becoming more and more focused on short-term electoral survival and not looking at long-term issues.